B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We are live at Dunkin' in Rock Hill off of Dave Lau at Springsteen. If you want to swing on by and say hi.
It's an MRL Fam Jam Friday. It's actually our last one.
Yeah.
And
just for a little while.
Yeah, just for a couple years. We'll be back doing it again.
We'll bring it back.
A couple months. Yeah.
Listen, it's just great getting out and meeting people and saying hi to you guys. You know, you come to us every morning on 95.1, so we like to come to you wherever you are.
Right.
And we picked a bunch of different locations. So thanks, guys, in advance for doing all your hard work and stuff. But by the way, we just heard from the Jonas Brothers. Roy met his biggest fan. And it was a mom and daughter combo, and she had a shirt on that said the Jonas Brothers saved 2019.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
So yesterday I was walking out of the building, and there's a sales guy that we know. And if I said his name, nobody would know who it was. But
sure, that's fine.
I sent him an email, like two emails about a client, and he didn't respond, so... I get in the elevator, and as I go down off the elevator, he comes walking in, but he's got his phone in his right hand, and like I can see as I come off the elevator, I'm like, oh, there he is. I'll just ask him. That's how much time is going through my head.
Uh-huh.
So he just kind of takes he's kind of got this, and then all of a sudden, like, he looks over and he goes, yeah, no, I think.
He puts his phone up to his head. Oh, my God.
He
gosh.
Was not on a call, y'all.
Oh, he faked it to get away from you.
He faked it to make
it.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was not on a call.
Did you call him out or text him?
No, you know me.
At that
I don't
point.
Call people out. I'm very cool.
You know what you should have done?
It would have just been funny if you would have called his phone at that moment and rang while it was sitting up to his head.
That would have been phenomenal.
What I did was I walked to my car and I thought to myself, did that really just happen?
Yeah.
And then I replayed it in my head. I was like, well, maybe he was on the phone and maybe he used that other hand to open the door. No, he had his phone in his right hand. I got off the elevator and there was probably like a 1, 2, 3 count before he put it up. And he's like, yeah, uh-huh, okay. And it was even like a generic thing.
And like in the middle of a conversation, not like, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Because if you're going to fake a call, have you guys ever done that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Who hasn't?
Oh, I don't know. We need to hear from you guys. When did you fake a call?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Why did you have to fake a call? Who were you avoiding? 704 570-9595. Someone was totally avoiding me yesterday. And what's the move that you pull when you do? Because everybody's got that move.
Yeah.
When you fake the call.
I mean, I've actually called my sister, and she's like, hello? And I'm like, just stay on the phone with me.
Oh, really? You made a real call?
Yeah, I was like, just talk to me. It made me look busy.
Yeah. That's funny. Because, I mean,
you know when I really do it sometimes? I'm a little embarrassed to admit this because they may be listening. Whenever our bosses are outside and I have to walk past them to go to our car, sometimes I'll fake a phone call just so I don't get like wrapped into something with the bosses.
Just give
them a look. Yeah, because you know sometimes they'll stop you and then it's like, I'm trying to leave. I don't want to work more.
Yeah. It's the seniors,
Yeah, a lot of times, not a lot. I don't do it a ton of times, but whenever I do it, I'm a questioner. So I'll be on the phone and I'll be like, hold on, he did what?
Oh, no.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I'll have to call them and let them know.
Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah.
Yeah, like big, like it's like major. It can't be just a nonchalant call. 704-570-9595. You can also text us as we are live from the Dunkin' in Rock Hill. When did you fake a phone call? Who are you trying to get away from? And, like, what's your go-to line? Is it mom? Like, hey, mom.
Oh, yeah. 704-570-9595. It's the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We're at Dunkin' in South Carolina off of Dave Lau. Stop on by, say hi. But more importantly, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Post Malone, Sunflower, all the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We are live still at Dunkin' in South Carolina off of Dave Lyle right there at Springsteen. Come on out and hang out. It's our last MRL Fam Jam tour.
And we just said hi to Courtney, who says that she heard that we were coming here and has been excited. That's been the you know what? We've said all along that Rock Hill, for the last couple weeks at least, Rock Hill was our last stop. And it's kind of like a tour. I feel like it's kind of like we're a band.
And a lot of people are coming out for the farewell.
A lot of people coming out for the farewell portion. Yeah. So, but anyway, we do want to take calls here. And I know we have some text messages, too. This is funny stuff. I'm about 90% sure that yesterday I went to talk to a sales guy who works with a client with me. And we just had some back and forth. And it was just kind of like, you know, never ending. And it wasn't even going to be resolved yesterday. And I'm pretty sure he just didn't want to talk about it anymore. So he just picked up his phone and faked a call when I saw him. And it was like such a generic thing. He's like, sorry, what? Yeah, no, I can't. You know, and then he just kind of like looked at me.
Let's bring in Jade from Concord. Hey, Jade.
Good morning.
Morning. So you fake the phone calls. When do you do it?
I do it mainly in the car. I used to do it all the time, but then people would just call me while I was fake calling, and it was just awkward. So I do it in the car. If I'm at a stop sign and people are there with the signs asking for money or doing fundraisers, I see it coming and I just pull up my phone and roll up my windows and act like I'm talking. Don't make eye contact.
I like that Jade was so bad at it that people would call her out
to
prove that she wasn't on the phone. And that's the most, that's why you got to keep it on silent.
Yeah.
I know. I do now.
All right. Thank you so much, Jade. Jacob in Conover. Welcome to the Main Airborne in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. I just want to let you guys know I'm a really big fan. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you, Jacob.
No problem.
And thank you, everyone, by the way. We got really good ratings report the other day, and that means so much to us, you guys. It keeps us employed.
that's good news.
But really, thanks, everyone.
It just shows that
the
family's talking to their friends and saying, hey, this is a show I love, and you're spreading it out, and we love that. We're appreciative.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, well, here's my story. So I've done this once. I used to work for a pizza place, and one of my exes had came in. And I was like, oh, crap, I really don't want to talk to her. So I picked up the phone and took a whole order as she was in there, like, waiting to, like, get taken care of. So the whole time I was on the phone taking a complete order with nobody.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
Jacob's like, how long? I so badly do not want to talk to this person.
How long were you on the phone for?
I was on the phone for at least like 10 minutes. As she was
that's a really long order.
That's funny. Thanks, Jacob.
Okay, he's like, so we take the pepperonis off, and then we put them back on, and then it's just like the complicated pizza order.
Gluten-free or?
All right, let's...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Bring in Trucker Bob. Hey, Trucker Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey, buddy. We always love it when you get to call in.
Where are you, Trucker
Bob? I love listening to you. Well, I just left Mississippi, headed home, but mine's not a phone call. It's a pager at our church, which we love our pastor. He doesn't care if you can sing or not. You're going to sing if you want to. Every week he put up a lady that was horrible. I'm sorry. It's true. And finally, my wife, one day, I had a business that I was on call 7 days a week, and she said, set your pager off. She said, you're going to let her sing. And I sat there for a minute. She said, do it, do it. And I put the pager off, and we have our children with us, and I'm making a big production of gathering. I've got to go. And so that's how we got out of listening to that lady sing.
That's awesome. That's hilarious, Trucker Bob. And by the way, for all those young people that are listening, they're like, what's a pager?
Yeah.
You used to wear this, looks like a little rectangular box on you, and if you needed to call someone back, it would go off. It would beep, and then you would see what phone number it was, and you would call that back that
you
number.
Jump to it was a payphone.
Yeah, it was
exactly. Call ATT.
It was the way you got your missed phone notifications on your phone. It was like that, but in a box.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Travels. See you, buddy.
See you, man.
We're getting some text messages. Even though we're not in the studio, we can still see your text messages. Joe D. texted in and said that he was faking a call, and somebody called his phone, and he got busted because his ringer was on.
That's the most embarrassing.
I know.
Like, that's happening more than I thought it would.
Yeah. And then 704 texted in and said, I used to have employees call me and pretend to be my wife having an emergency to get away from my supervisor.
See, I don't do an emergency when I fake a call. It is just it's a medium level, like, okay, hold on, I'm sorry, what happened? And usually I'm like, it's Nicole
right.
on the other side, a work thing, you know? And so I'd be like, all right, well, tell Roy, like, I'll bring you guys.
Oh, wow, oh, you have a whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be like, tell Roy. Well, Loren never does anything, so it doesn't matter.
Thanks, buddy.
I really get into it.
Did your like, fake calls be like, you know what, we're just going to have to let Roy go. And, like
really
what?
Get into it.
What?
Yeah, that's so funny. Man, oh, man. All right. Thanks for your calls, everyone. Loved hearing that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.